भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणाललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। अजानुलंबित भुजौ कनकावदातौ संकीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वंभरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वंदे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ मुनींद्रवृंदवंदिते त्रिलोकशोकहारिणी प्रसन्नवक्त्रपंकजे निकुंजभूविलासिनी व्रजेन्द्रभानुनंदिनी व्रजेन्द्रसूनुसंगते कदा करिष्यसीह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम्। कदा करिष्यसीह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम्। कदा करिष्यसीह मां कृपाकटाक्षभाजनम्। हरे कृष्णा। So on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and temple management, I welcome you all for today's Sunday feast program. So I am very grateful to the temple management and all of you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you on this auspicious day of Gudi Padwa. Today I want to share with you some of my experiences in this temple as well as ISKCON community as a whole. Now, these experiences may not be in a sequential order as they happened in my life, nor these experiences will be in detail because we have shortage of time, but it is not about talking about my experiences, but the idea is to understand or share with you the principles and the lessons I learnt from these experiences. Last week, Shubhvilash Prabhu, he spoke about the saints of South India. When we hear about the glories of such devotees, it gives us a great hope in the process that we are following. Also, it gives us a lot of inspiration. But these devotees are from a bygone era, and those days, you know, situation was totally different. The more purity was there in people and the situations. But today, you know, situations are different. Do you have the devotees here who inspire us in our devotional service? Those devotees who walk with us, talk with us, are capable of, you know, inspiring us in our spiritual life? Ultimately, our spiritual progress depends on the association of devotees. So, I will speak about some contemporary devotees from whom, you know, I got a lot of inspiration, and I take this opportunity to express my gratitude and tribute to those wonderful devotees. Some of them are here in this audience today. So I am identified with a film song. His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu has spoken so many times in his classes, and also an article appeared in Back to Godhead magazine about 6-7 years back. In 1971, on my birthday, I decided to end my life because I was frustrated with life. But this song saved me from committing suicide. So this song goes like this. Aachal ke tujhe main leke chalu ek aise gagan ke tale jahan gam bhi na ho aansu bhi na ho bas pyar hi pyar pale. So when I heard this song, three questions, appeared in my mind. One was, really such a place is there where there are no miseries, only love is there? Because that's what happened in my life. I didn't see any love, only misery, and that's why I wanted to end my life. But here, the song says that there is a place, and if so, if it is there, where is it? And who is promising me to take me there? Achal, you come with me, I'll take you there. This song was as if, this song was addressing me. So I tried to get the answers to these questions from the person who wrote this song. Of course, naturally from film industry. I couldn't meet him because I was told that those people don't meet just ordinary people unless there is money involved in that meeting. So I told one of my friend who was in business of renting out light and sound equipment for shootings. So he checked with this person who wrote this song, and he sent a message that I am a fool. Films are make-believe world, and such a place doesn't exist in this creation. Then I visited many organizations, spiritual organizations, but my questions were not answered. Philosophy, of course, I had no problem with those philosophies, but my basic questions were not answered. Then I got married, and as my good fortune will have it, along with my wife, one Srila Prabhupada's mercy came with me. With her, it came into my life. It so happened that same year, 1971, all of you, most of you may be knowing the historic first Pandal program, Cross Maidan program held by Srila Prabhupada. At that time, the ISKCON had a bank account in the bank, Central Bank of India, Gwalior Tank Bank, just near Nana Chowk here. And my wife was working in that branch. And that account ledger was in her care. And a group of devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, used to visit the branch to check the status of their account. Now, a big group was coming, and every day they were coming. So bank people are asking, they are telling her, why you entertain them? Why so many people should come? One person can come and check, if at all to be checked. And why every day one should come to check their account? At least once in a week or once in two, three days is okay. They thought that they are coming is a disturbance to their working. But my wife would take them to the conference room, make them sit, give them water, and she will explain how much money has come, how much money has gone, state of her account, their account. So by her service, they were very much pleased. So they gave her as a present one Marathi Bhagavad Gita, Jashi Aaye Tashi. And she gave a 10 rupee donation. So that's how Srila Prabhupada's mercy came into our life. Of course, that time we were not knowing its significance. Somewhere, when we had gone to ISKCON temple, that time she narrated to me what was this about this. But we never knew its significance. It came to, we came to know about it later only. So it is said in the scriptures, Brahmande Bhramite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beesh. So I am that soul, Brahmande Bhramite, a wandering soul. When I got this Guru Krishna Prasad mercy, I had to get that Bhakti Lata Beesh. So this mercy started fructifying in 1990 when I attended our community guru, His Holiness Parijnana Ashram Swamiji. I am from Saraswat community. So our community guru, it was his birthday. We were celebrating his birthday. But in that lecture, he said that he wants to leave this world. So it was a great shock for all community people. So later in that program, when I got an opportunity to meet him, I asked him a question. I said, Swamiji, I know some people in our community are troubling you, and probably that's why you don't want to remain, you want to go. Now you are a sannyasi, it's very easy for you to say that you are going and you can leave this world because you are not attached to anything. And those who are troubling you are in minority, but the majority of our community need your guidance. So what they are supposed to do if you leave? Then he said, you don't worry, Lord Bhavani Shankar will help you. Lord Bhavani Shankar is our community Ishta Devata. Not only that, he told me to go in front of Bhavani Shankar and pray. He pushed me literally in front of Bhavani Shankar. So face to face with Bhavani Shankar, now I did not know what to pray, what to ask for. It happened so suddenly. Then I said, oh Lord, I am a fool. I don't know what I want. Now you know everything, so you know better, so you give me whatever you think is best for me. So I prayed like that. Now, later, only after I came here, I came to know that this was the best prayer. That's how the prayer should be. So, to tell you something about the prayers, now many times it happens, you know, we don't know what to pray, how to pray. Even Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, you know, when Vishnu came in front of him, he did not know how to pray, what to pray. Only when Vishnu, he touched his conch shell on his head, his mind started working and he could pray. So, if we don't know what to pray, how to pray, no problem. Our acharyas have given a ready reckoner of prayers. This Vaishnava song book. They have written so many songs, prayers, with bhava or feelings in them. You have to just choose anyone and sing. And they are very powerful, potent prayers. Once a family, their son went missing. When I came to know, I went to visit that family. When I went there, the situation was very pathetic. The ladies were crying, howling, beating their chest. And men were sitting morose outside. Now, I had gone with one devotee from here. So we sat there for half an hour, 45 minutes. We did not know what to do. Now I could understand their pain, but the way they were crying, howling, you know, I knew that, you know, it is not going to take them anywhere. And I did not know how to intervene and how to tell in that situation. So, in my mind, I sent a prayer to Radha Gopinath. Hey Gopinath, please help. I don't know what to do. We are just wasting time sitting there. Then suddenly an idea came to me. So from my bag I took this book, opened a page, and I told that devotee, Prabhu, now we have to sing this song. And we have to sing so loudly that our voice should be louder than theirs. Now you and me are there. So come on, let's start. So we started singing at the top of our voice. Gauranga Karuna Karo दीनहीन जाने मुसमापतिता प्रभु नहीं त्रिभुवने पड़े चीद भवतूफाने नहीं को निस्तार श्रीचरण तरणी दाने दासे को रुपार. So, everybody there, you know, got bewildered. What is happening? What happened to these two? And the lady's voice, you know, stopped. We completed the song. And then I went inside and told the mother that however loudly you cry or howl, your son is not going to listen to your call and come back running. If you chant the holy name, probably the Paramatma in your heart and his heart may connect and give a message to him that you are calling, you are suffering, and there is a chance of some miracle and that he coming to know. So why you are wasting your time and energy like this? So the family accepted my suggestion and then they started chanting. I went home. Every hour they were phoning me and telling me, Prabhuji, we are chanting. We are not crying. Then at 10 o'clock in the night, I got a phone call from them. They were very happy. They had got a phone call from one police station saying that their son was there with them to come and fetch him. So this is the power of these prayers. Now normally when we pray, what we do? We ask for something. Sukakarta, Dukaharta, Vartha, Vignashi. Give me Sukha, take away all Dukha, Vigna, Dhanade, Vidyade, Buddhide. So we ask for so many things. But we should not ask for anything for the pleasure of our body, the real prayers. We should not specify anything. We should leave it to the discretion of the choice to the giver. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written a very beautiful song. Prabhu tava pada yuge mora nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhana jana nahi magi swargara moksha nahi magi na kori prarthana kono vibhutir lagi nija karma guna doshe je je janma paya janme janme jeno tava nam guna gaya. Oh Lord, I do not ask for physical pleasure or for learning or wealth or followers. I do not ask for heavenly planets, liberation, or even mystic opulences. In whatever birth I take, wherever my karma leads me, let me sing the glories of your holy name, birth after birth. So this is how we should pray. I heard, I came across very beautiful story about this. A king, it was his birthday, he called his minister and he said, today I am very happy, it is my birthday, I am very happy, and I have decided to give whatever they ask for the first 5 people who come to wish me. So first 5 people who come to wish me, just bring them to me. I will give them whatever they ask for. So first person came. He was taken to the king. That fellow said, happy birthday, O king. And king said, thank you very much. I am very happy today. So, please ask whatever you want. I will give you. So, that person said, oh king, I am a very poor person. I don't have money. Then king said to his minister, give him 1,000 gold coins. So that fellow went with 1,000 gold coins. The second person came, "Happy birthday, King." And King said, "Ask for anything you want." He said, "Oh, King, I don't have any house to stay." So King said, "Okay, Mantri ji, inko bangla ban ke de do. Chota ghar ne bangla ban ke de do. 3-bedroom. So he went with a house. The third person came. He asked for a chariot. He said, I have to do a lot of traveling, but I don't have a vehicle. So he was given a chariot with 2 horses. The fourth person came. The fourth person said that, "O King, I am a Samaj Sevak. I don't want anything, but my village doesn't have any roads. So you build the roads for my village." So King told his minister, build concrete roads for this man's village. So now the fifth person came. Fifth person came, "Happy birthday to you, Raja." King said, "Now ask for whatever you want. I am very happy today." That person said, "Oh, King, I ask for your friendship." So King said, "What you are asking? I am a king and today I am very happy. I have decided to give whatever you ask for. You are asking friendship. See, I have 4 people came. I gave 1 person 1,000 gold coins. Another, I have given Bangalore. Another person, I have given chariot. You ask for something. Meri haisiyat ka kuch mango." That fellow said, "No, King, I just want your friendship, that's all." King tried to convince him that he should ask for something. But he was adamant. Ultimately, King said, "Okay, from today you and me, we are friends, okay?" So the fellow was very happy, he went. Then there was no news about him for 3-4 months. The king called his minister and he asked him, "Now that fellow came asking for my friendship, I said we are friends, and then he disappeared. He has not come back. What happened to him? And as a friend, what I should do?" Minister said that 2 friends normally they meet together, they talk about their good times, bad times. They share loving relationship. So, as a friend, you should go to his place. Now, friends go to each other's place and share their heart. So, King said, "Now, then I will go to his place. I'll take 10 days vacation and I'll go to his place." Then minister said, "Whose house? Where you will go?" "My friend's house." "Oh, King, he doesn't have a house. How you will go? Where you will go?" "Okay, he doesn't have a house. Then you build a mahal ban ke de dosko. Because I am going there, I am going to stay. So it has to be a palace. So build a palace for him." So palace was built. So now King said, "Okay, now palace is ready, I am going now." So minister said, "Oh, King, wait. Now you'll go there and how he will take care of you. How means? Because he doesn't have money. What he will cook, how he will cook, how he will, treat you there, because he doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any money. Okay, tijori bhar de do uska. Then tijori bhara, mahal banda. Then okay, ready? No, how you'll go? Why? Now what problem? He said his village doesn't have any roads. Acha? Roads nahi hai. So highway bandho na. So the roads were built. Then he said, okay, now everything is set. That, okay, Raja King, you go now to his place. So king went to him. They stayed together for 10 days, shared their heart. And at the end, king said, see, I spent 10 days with you. Now you should come to my palace and spend 10 days with me. That's how friends, how friendship we have to go forward with this friendship. So that fellow said, okay, king, you came here. I was very happy. Now don't expect me to come to your place. So king said, why? He said, okay, don't worry. You have come here, that's okay. But you don't expect me to come. Why? See, now you have come, you are a king. And I am just an ordinary person. And if I come walking to your place, what people will say? His friend doesn't have even a vehicle to go. Rath bhi nahi hai iske paas. What type of friend our king has got? So ultimately the blame will come on you. So I don't want to do that. So it's okay. Next time, whenever you have got time, you can come back here. So then said, okay, that's the only problem. You don't have a chariot. I'll give you a chariot. So he gave a chariot. So without asking, he got a palace, money, roads, and a chariot, which the four people had got. Now the four people, they cannot come back again after that 1,000 gold coins are spent. He cannot come back again asking for more money. When the chariot becomes old, he cannot come back asking for a new chariot. The roads are bad. He cannot come back for repairing the roads. Now here this fellow has to be given continuously to keep that friendship. Now king started thinking, "Arey, what a intelligent man this is. He got everything. And now I have to keep on giving him. Now if I have to keep on giving him, why not make him my son-in-law? Damad kyun nahi banao? Aisa to dene ka hi hai." So damad ban gaya. He became son-in-law. Now then people started talking. King's son-in-law is an ordinary person. Then he said, now I have to do something for that. So he said, he gave his half kingdom and made him king. So he asked for friendship and landed up as becoming king. So the moral of the story is, you should not ask anything in particular. What you do is, you have to establish a relationship with the giver. And when that loving relationship is established, then you get everything what you want. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he said when instructing Sanatana Goswami, Veda Shastra Kahe Samban Abhideya Prayojan Krishna Krishna Bhakti Prema Tima Mahadhan. Vedadi Sakala Shastra Krishna Mukhya Samban Tarajnane Anushange Yaya Maya Bandha. So he says, Vedic scriptures tell us that we have to establish relationship, sambandha, by following the process, abhideya. And what is the result of that establishing the relationship? Prayojan, that is Krishna Prema. So that's why Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema, these are Tina Mahadhan, greatest wealth. Now, in our mind, maybe, you know, the doubt may come, why only Krishna Sambandha? That's why the next verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedadi Sakala Shastra Krishna Mukhya Sambandha. He says, the relationship with Lord Krishna is the main relationship, the important relationship. Why? Because when this relationship is established, Yaya Maya Bandha, our attachment, this material attachment or material in the clutches of Maya, we get released from the clutches of Maya. So we have to establish a relationship, and then you get everything. You don't have to ask for anything. So now coming back to Lord Bhavani Shankar. Now Bhavani Shankar is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambho. He is Param Vaishnav. So he knew this Vedic injunction, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught. So he had to lead me to that Bhakti Lata Beach. So he arranged a meeting with two devotees. This was in Khar, Khar Anandashram. There is a hall called Anandashram Hall. So the two devotees from here, this temple, he arranged a meeting there. And one devotee, he conducted an 8 lecture series on journey of self-discovery. Now here, every month, you know, the journey of self-discovery courses take place. Very wonderful course it is. So I attended that course. But I was not ready to accept the do's and don'ts of 16 rounds of chanting, 4 regulative principles. I was not ready to accept them at that time. So in the coming 2 years, I met another devotee, same place. I heard his lectures, couple of lectures. And then he inspired me, or rather you can say he tricked me into accepting the chanting. He said, you have to chant only 10 minutes. You don't have to chant 16 rounds. Only chant 10 minutes. And that's how I started chanting for 10 minutes. And I was caught in that web. So that's how I landed into this temple in 1993, May 1993. When I came here, His Holiness who gave the class here, it was as if He was giving that class, He has designed that class for me only, to answer all my questions. So He said there are two types of worlds in this creation. One is material world, which is Dukkhalema Shashvatam. And the second world is spiritual world, where there are no miseries, only love. He said, he quoted Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita and Brahma Samhita. Natat bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavakaha yadgatva nanivartante taddhama paramamama. That abode of mind is not illuminated by sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world. And then in Brahma Samhita, it is said, Chintamani prakharasadma sukalpa vriksha lakshavrateshu surabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shatasam brahma sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. It is said, the abode is made of touchstone gems, Chintamani, surrounded by wish-fulfilling trees, Kalpavriksha. Millions of Surabhi cows are tended by the Lord Himself, and hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune are respectfully serving the Lord, the original person, Govinda. And Lord Brahma says further, where this is situated. Goloka namni nijadhamni talecha tasya devi mahesha haridhama suteshu teshu tete prabhava nichaya vihitas chayena govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. This, the lowest of the abode is devi dham. Devi dham is this material world. Above this devi dham is mahesh dham, that is Kailas. And above that is Haridham, that is Vaikuntha Lokas. And above that is this supreme Goloka Namni, Golok Vrindavan, the personal abode of Lord Gopinath. So this is our original home. And Srila Prabhupada coined this phrase, going home back to Godhead. And that's how Godhead magazine also is there, to take us back to this home. It may appear from this description is that this is a place somewhere very high, very difficult to reach there. I was thinking like that. But then, the many speakers who came later here, Prabhupada disciples, they said, this temple itself is the spiritual world, Goloka. So, over the years, I have realized that indeed, this is a Goloka. Now, what makes it a spiritual world? So the question was there in my mind that, see, this temple is in the midst of Bombay city, Mayanagari. Bombay city is called Mayanagari. So how this can be a spiritual world? Isn't it? So, but later, my experiences here, made me realize this is really a spiritual world. So, what makes a spiritual world? The two things. One is, there are no suffering. In the spiritual world, there is no suffering. And only love. So there is an oft repeated quote, miseries are inevitable and suffering is optional. Right? Have you heard this? Miseries are inevitable, suffering is optional. So I'll tell you a few devotees who proved this quote by their example. There was one devotee, Chaitanya Vallabh Prabhu. It was my first Janmashtami after I came to this in 1993 Janmashtami. Evening, I had come for the evening program. The hall was jam-packed. I was sitting there near that door, and those days the fans were not there. Air conditioning was not there like now. It was looked like an old building, 100 years old building. And there were pedestal fans here all over, about 7-8 pedestal fans are there in this hall. And this devotee, Chaitanya Vallabh Prabhu, he was doing crowd control. He was receiving the guests and making them sit. He made me sit in one of the pedestal fan, just below the pedestal fan here. And as he was doing his service, by accident, his finger went into that pedestal fan and this much finger got cut. And that piece fell in just right in front of me. I was very much disturbed. I started asking Gopinath, what you have done on your birthday? A devotee like this, who is doing service for you and your devotees, you have to do this, cut his finger. And immediately somebody came, picked up that finger piece and whisked him away. So I wanted to know what happened to him, because I could not get up because this hall was full. Later, when Maharaj's class was over, when I went out, I started asking devotees, what happened to him? And nobody was knowing. We don't know. Are somebody has cut his finger and nobody knows what happened? Nobody is interested to know what has happened to him? Then they started telling me, don't worry, don't get disturbed. If by your karma you are destined to cut, your head is destined to be cut, by the mercy of Krishna, only finger is cut. Then, after that, this Janmashtami program was 2-3 day program, then one Sunday. So I came here, I asked many senior devotees, and to my surprise, everybody started telling me the same thing. If by your karma, if your head is to be cut off, by the mercy of Krishna, only finger gets cut off. I said, these people doesn't have any feelings. Somebody has lost his finger, and these people are telling me the philosophy. For nearly 10 days, I was very much disturbed, because he was my distant relative also. So one day, we got news through one of my aunt, that my aunt's neighbor was his sister, Chaitanya Vallabh Prabhu's sister, staying there. So he had gone to stay with his sister there. So our aunt told us that he is there. So one day, 10:30 in the night, we went there to meet him. And when I knocked the door, he opened the door. And you know, I was so much disturbed. You know, I thought, you know, he must be crying or he must be, you know, feeling his fate, you know, what happened, OV temple in front of the Lord, I was doing service, you know. He must be very sad. But he was smiling. And I asked him, Prabhu, how are you? And you know what he said? He showed the finger like this. If by our karma, our head is to be cut off, by the mercy of Krishna, only finger gets cut off. I completely lost my energy. I sat there and I said, these people are not ordinary people. They are from some different world. There is another devotee, Stoka Krishna Prabhu. He was a brahmachari here with a perpetual smile on his face. He was a book distributor. He used to do kirtans. Then he became a grahastha. And he contracted a very crippling disease. Nearly 6 months he was bedridden. But his smile never left him. When he was in Hinduja hospital, I went to meet him. And he said, Prabhuji, thank you very much for taking your trouble to come here to meet me. I was surprised. Then I told him, Prabhu, if my coming here to meet you is a trouble for me, and what about you? Oh no, this is nothing. I am in fact relishing the mercy of Guru and Krishna. In that situation, somebody can say like that, I am relishing the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And with a smile, same smile that I had seen for nearly a couple of years. Then there is another lady, very simple lady. Now all of you know about Shivaji Park, Rath Yatra. And you must have seen the deities, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, the deities. They go on the Rath. Now Shrikar Prabhu, he was Akuru Prabhu's counselee, and I was in Akuru Prabhu's group as assistant counselor. So one day he came to me asking for permission to bring deities. He said, I am going to Jagannath Puri and I am getting the deities. Give me your permission. He had taken already Akuru Prabhu's permission and then he wanted my permission also. I thought he must be bringing small for house, small deities, you know. And his house was on 10 by 10, one room tenement. So, but when he brought the deities, I was a shock. So big deities, and the altar was made in their house. And these three personalities, they almost took half of that room that was their house. 10 by 10 room. And Jagannath Baldev Subhadra occupied half of that room. And remaining half of that room, one corner there was one bathroom. Four people were staying, that family. Now, this lady, that Shrikar Prabhu's mother, every Saturday she will cook Chappan bhog for those devotees. Those deities. Mataji's, you know your kitchen. In that half of that room, in that if you have to make 56 items, imagine that is your bedroom, that is your hall, that is your kitchen, everything. 5 by 10 space. But this lady, she will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, do her chanting, and then full day engage in cooking for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Not only that, every time when I used to go there, she had told me, every Saturday you should come here for Chappan Bhog. Of course, I could not go every Saturday. But whenever I used to go, she will have 1 kilo of laddus ready for my deities, Gaurnithai deities, as bhoga. So she was not only cooking for her own deities, but she was cooking for other devotees' deities also, in that small place. And later, you know Jagannath, he expands. Now, he, in that same building, Lalbagh area, in the same building, he got them another room, and then later he got them another place, bigger place in the Worli area, and now in Parel area there is still bigger place now. So Jagannath has taken, he has expanded, and then so that's what happens in this world, this spiritual world it is. Now this lady had a copybook passing away. She was almost in coma, lying in front of her deity, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And by good fortune I happened to be there, and I was asked to lead kirtan, and we were singing Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jayo Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Somehow it so happened that gramophone gets stuck, and then the same thing repeats. Now, we could not continue our kirtan. We were only saying for 10 minutes, we are singing Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. And, the crescendo was increasing. There are so many devotees singing. Some people started crying. And this lady was lifeless. Now suddenly, we had gone high pitch up to the top of this thing. Everybody was clapping and doing kirtan. Suddenly, she became active. She raised her hand and then she said, Radha Gopinath. She left her body. Antakalecha mameva sparan muktva kalevaram. Just like as written in Bhagavad Gita, right in front of her Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, our Gopinath went there and then took her personally to his abode. Then we have example of Kirtida Mataji. Many of you may be knowing Kirtida Mataji. She had also health problem, severe health problem. But every Sunday she will come, sit there, and she will translate the lectures in Hindi. Every festival, every Sunday, She never missed. So, there were wonderful devotees who were great inspiration by their example. So they showed that the miseries will be there, but they were not suffering. That suffering was not there because they were in spiritual world. This is a spiritual world. So another way of suffering normally in our material life we experience by stress. In our management course, when I was working in a company, in our management training course, we were shown a small short film. In that, one office clerk, his boss is harassing him. And this fellow gets so much stress by that harassing, and he has to take out that stress. And what he does, he goes home and he gets angry on his family, his wife, he beats his children. And his family doesn't know what to do. This fellow is behaving in such a way. And then one day they tell his friend how he behaves in this thing. And the friend comes to know that it is because of the stress he is undergoing in the office. So he gives him an idea. One day he takes him to a hill, and on the big boulder he draws a face, and above that face he writes boss. And he says, this is your boss. You curse him, you give him bad words, you kick him, you throw thrones at him, relieve your stress, and then go home. So every day he used to do that. From office he will go to that place where that face was drawn and boss was written. He will kick, he will give bad words, he will throw thrones, get relieved of this stress, and he will go home. And he became a normal person at home. You have to take out your stress somewhere. But at that time, I had argued with my coach, management coach. So this is not the right, what the solution given in this film is not the right thing. Because here, you are trying to remove hate by hate. I said, this is not the right thing. But of course, he was trying to convince me or explain that this is not hate because it is artificial. There is no real boss there. So that's why it is an artificial hate. It is just to remove your this thing. So it doesn't matter. Somehow I didn't agree. But here, after I came here, I got the real way of de-stressing yourself. Every Sunday, I used to catch hold of my counselor, make him sit in that garden, Lakshmi Narayan Temple garden. And whatever happens in my office for that week, whatever disturbing things, I will tell him. He will listen to me. He will say, okay, Krishna will help you. That's all. No solutions. Don't ask for solutions. Not necessary. You just de-stress yourself. And these devotees, they don't object. Outside, your people will object. Don't tell me all these things, this negativity. Don't put your negativity in my life. Nobody wants to listen to your these things. But here, the devotees listen to you very patiently because they are like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva took that halahal vish, poison. And what he did? He made into a small drop, put it here, and that poison had no effect. So this stress is like poison. We take it out, but the devotees, what they do? They just make it, they take out all that poison. So this counselor system, now we have got a mentor system, and some places there is a Bhakti Vriksha system. There are so many systems. So I realized, I learned that in spiritual life, you should have somebody in your life, senior person, who is very seriously following this process, to whom you can open your heart. Anytime you are stressed, go to him. Just open your heart. You don't have to get any solution from him. He listens to you and your problems are over. There is no suffering at all. Because when we keep this poison in our heart, it disturbs our sadhana. Many times I have experienced, many of you must have experienced. As a counselor, many people, they come to me. And whatever happens in their life, they say that it is disturbing their sadhana. But just expressing your heart, opening your heart, makes you free of that stress. Around the year 2000, I went through a very severe financial crisis. I had taken voluntary retirement because our company factory got closed, and I was getting annuity through LIC. But suddenly that annuity stopped. When I inquired, LIC said, your company has not paid us whatever that annuity scheme requires. When I went to the company, they said, our money is locked up, our file is with Union Ministry, Industry Ministry, and at that time so much political upheaval was there. It was at the time when Janata Party came into power at that time. Just like now it is happening, there was so much disturbance. So there was no practically, company was not hopeful of their file being cleared. So it went on for nearly, we were not getting our annuity. That means my income was not there. We had taken so much loan, and that loan was being cut from my wife's salary, so she was getting only some 2,000 or 3,000 in her pay packet. So it was a very, I used to come here, I will express my heart to my counselor, and also I had two counselors, one is Dwarkadish Prabhu and one is Devamrit Prabhu. Now he is His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj. So I will open my heart to them, and they will say, don't worry, Krishna has a plan for you. And I believe them. I had full faith in their word. So I'll get relieved every time I come on Sunday after talking to them. It went on for 15 months. There was no hope of getting. Now if we don't get, if that doesn't come, my daughter's wedding, I could not perform her wedding. That was kept on hold. So totally I was not knowing what to do. Around that time, our Rohini Kum Nandan Prabhu, that's why I told him specifically today to do Kirtan, I called him. He made an announcement here that here in Brahmachari Ashram, there are new toilets were to be built because the old toilets were very bad, in bad shape. And he made an announcement that the devotee congregation should support this. And he was meeting at the time the all counselors for a commitment. And now my situation is such that I was not able to make a commitment. So what to tell him if he comes to me? So every Sunday it was my, you know, all my concentration was on him. How to avoid him coming in front of him? I have to be, all the time I have to be out of his sight. So it went on for two, three Sundays. Then one day when I went home, I felt, you know, dejected. I thought so many years I have got so much from this temple, so much love from the devotees of this temple. Now when temple needs some help, now I am running away from it. Then I wrote a check of 2,000 rupees. That's what I thought I could, you know, from whatever funds we had. So I made a check, and every day I will look at that check. Should I give this check or no? Should I give this check or no? Should I give this check or no? Every day I used to this. And then following Sunday, I made up my mind, because it was just like giving a piece of my heart in that situation. So that Sunday, with a heavy heart, you know, I brought that check and gave it to Rohini Nanda Prabhu. You know, there was a film song which is sung by beggars. Tum ek paisa doge, o 10 lakh dega. Isn't it? So it literally happened in my life that day, that way. Within a few days after I gave my check, you know, I got a check of 2.25 lakhs. And immediately I ran and arranged for my daughter's marriage, and I could complete that this thing. That was my 15 months of this annuity. Now, you know, all these devotees, they were saying, Krishna must be having a plan, Krishna must be having a plan. Now, I calculated, every time, every month, we get our salary or annuity, how much we can save from that salary. Our expenditure, monthly expenditure is so much, and I was to save that much. Now, with that saving, I could not have performed my daughter's marriage. For even after 15 months, with that saving, I could not have performed marriage. But he arranged in such a way that he put me in such a situation that I could not spend anything for unnecessary things. And he saved that all my that annuity, and he gave me after 15 months so that I can perform my this thing. So that's how, you know, the devotees, that word becomes a rule for the Lord to implement. Then once this is about miseries or not suffering. That another quality of spiritual world is bas pyar hi pyar pale, always loving dealings. So when once my wife, she fractured her leg, when devotees came to know, we got a phone call from one Mataji from Borivali. She is there in this temple now. She said that I am bringing prasad for you. And she came, she cooked prasad and came. It was a summer time, hot summer day, noon time, afternoon, around 1:30. She came all the way from Borivali carrying that prasad for us, for our family. Traveling from her house, from our Santa Cruz station to our house, not an easy thing to do. She was so much tired, so much perspiring. But she insisted that it's every day she will bring. We had to convince her not to do, take that trouble. So you come to know who loves you, how much they love you. When you have difficult time, who are your friends? When you have difficult time. And most difficult time for me in my life was last 4 days of Sharanagati. She was in KM hospital. Now there, when she was admitted to the hospital, two young Matajis, they were almost those 4 days, 24 hours every day, they will be there at her bedside. I don't know when they were eating, when they were sleeping. Probably they 4 days they never ate, they never slept. They were there to take care of my wife. After 2 days, two more Matajis, they joined. They will read Bhagavatam at her bedside. Somebody will chant. Somebody will feed her. Somebody will massage her. And you find out from KM hospital how many people they allow with a patient. Only one person they allow, only for specific time. But I don't know how these Matajis manage to be there 24 hours at her bedside. And on a Sunday, there were more than 100 devotees. They came in that ward to meet her. Many were chanting, many were singing bhajans, many were crying. Now, even on a visiting time, the hospitals don't allow two visitors at a time to meet the patient. But here, more than 100 devotees in that ward, I am not exaggerating. Mahaprabhu Prabhu was witness. Dwarkadish Prabhu was there. All the doctors were there from our Prem Manjari Mataji, Dwarkadish Prabhu. There was Guru Sharan Prabhu. They were there all the time attending. Not only they were there to take care of her, but they roped in their professors and those senior doctors whom they knew. They will bring and try to our Achyutanand Prabhu, who is now he is in Brahmachari Ashram, Dr. Achyutanand Prabhu. That day, now last Sunday, Bhagavatam class, Maharaj, he narrated to us how Hanuman, you know, expressed his love for Lord Ram by expressing his anger and burning Lanka, isn't it? I experienced that love through anger. Devi Priya Mataji, she came and fired outrightly there, fired me outright. She said, did you not get any other hospital to put her? You have put her in this hospital. That too, in a general ward. At least you could have put her in a special ward or a special room. You have put her in a special ward. I said, Mataji, there are no special wards here. Don't tell me that. She was totally, completely angry. Then she went through whole hospital to find out special ward or room. When she didn't find, she came here, she came back to me and she ordered me, right now you shift her to some better hospital, Nanavati or some other hospital. If you don't have money, you take it from me. Now I cherish that firing till today, because it expressed lot of love. So, then that day, I came out of the hospital, because till late I was there. When I came out of the hospital, I saw 10 boys standing in line with their mean machines, motorbikes. Some were leaning on the bike, some were sleeping on the bike, some were sitting on the bike. I came out of the hospital. Immediately all 10 stood up. I don't know how many of us have seen you cowboy movies. About 20 years back, there used to be, you know, Hollywood cowboy movies. This was a scene right from that cowboy movie. Only we didn't have guns. They had love for me, I had affection for them. The moment they saw me, they got up. I was putting one step, they were putting their leaders, two leaders, Mahajan Prabhu and Sanatan Gopal Prabhu. One step. And then when we came face to face, I said, boys, what are you doing here at this time, around 12 o'clock? Now before coming out, I would like to specifically mention this. Achyutanand Prabhu, he called me to his room. And he was sitting with his medical scriptures, about 7-8 books, so thick books, all open, around 11:30, 12 o'clock in the night. And he was telling me, Prabhu, see, we are trying to, how to help you, help Mataji the best way. I said, Prabhuji, I am convinced that you are doing the best thing. Now it is up to Gopinath. And then I came out. And then when I told these boys, what you are doing, you should be in the bed. Tomorrow you have to get up early for chanting. Now these boys, you know, very seriously said, don't worry about our chanting. Our mother is in the hospital and we don't want our father to land up in the hospital. Come on, sit down. So he made me sit on his bike and he left me at home at 12 o'clock in the night. So that type of love I have experienced in this congregation. Now, it is not the only this temple that I have experienced this type of love. I had a good fortune of visiting many other temples outside all over the world. Here, Ras Bihari, wonderful congregation, Ras Bihari. Once I met one devotee, Ras Bihari congregation devotee, he had come to our car program. He did kirtan there. And that day after the program, he called me, Prabhuji, you are joining our kirtan group. I said, Prabhuji, I don't know how to, I am not, only one or two tunes I sing. But I don't know how to do kirtans. He said, don't worry, you just come with me. And then he will give on his harmonium tune and he will make me sing to that tune. Some simple tunes he will give. And that's how he trained me. We did kirtan in many weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, even Shraddhanjali programs. For last more than 8 years, we are doing kirtan in front of Radha Ras Bihari on Saturday's morning, prime time, in Radha Ras Bihari in front of this thing. Such a wonderful service we have got for last 8 years, more than 8 years. And wonderful, loving congregation there. Then I go to Kuala Lumpur once in a year. Earlier I used to go more, couple of times in a year, because my daughter is there. There also the temple, beautiful congregation is there, loving relationships. After Saranagati, my wife left. When I had gone first time there, they had one family get together of family devotees. Now there, I got one small chit. It was one envelope, that flap of the envelope torn, and on that it was written and was sent to me. It was written, thank you for being my father in Malaysia. Radhika Ghanshyam. Now, I did not know who this person, who this Mataji is. I met her only when my next visit, on my next visit, when I went there, the temple there asked me to take a training session for second initiation devotees on Tranadepi Sunichena verse. And she was one of the candidates, and she attended that course. And that time I came to know that she had sent that message. And then at that time when I met her, she said, Prabhuji, I'll call you Pitashri, is it okay? I said, okay, that is the Vedic way of addressing. She was calling me Pitashri. And every time she would tell me to tell about my experiences, about the loving relationship of devotees. Once she arranged a Damodar program during Kartik month, they have got Damodar programs. They go to different houses and for 15 minutes they do kirtan and short Damodar lila and prasad distribution. They took small, they call Damodar program. Now she arranged a full program, Damodar program, in one of her friend's house. And she said, Prabhuji, you have to speak about your experiences. I said, this is Damodar program and what my experiences will be. She said, no. She said, Damodar Leela I can read from Srimad Bhagavatam. But how do I come to know about this loving relationship of devotees, that unless you tell me, I will not come to know. So I have to, mix my experiences along with Damodar Leela and give a class there. So when she left her body, just before leaving her body, she expressed her desire to meet me, and luckily I was there in Malaysia. I went to Singapore. She was in Singapore at that time. And she took a promise from me that I will write down my experiences. So I don't know when I will do that. Then Singapore has got also wonderful devotee congregation. There, they don't have much facilities. Their government is not favorable. They don't have any center, any temple. There are no temples. There are centers are there. And they don't have facility to cook prasadam. What they do is, each devotee, they make in their devotee family, they cook one item in their home and bring it together in the program and distribute prasad. Whether the program has got 10 devotees or 50 devotees, 100 devotees or 500 devotees, this is the process. Each item is cooked by one family and they bring it together and distribute. To do this, how much, cooperation between the devotees has to be there. And not only for once or twice, it is going on for last, I have been going there for last 15, 16 years. So it is going on every year for every program. Once we went to Nepal, Kathmandu, one devotee from Kuala Lumpur, he had this tourist business. So he was taking a group of 40 bank officers from Malaysia for a Nepal tour. So he was a devotee. So he said, I am taking about 40 people, none of them are devotees. So I want somebody, a devotee association with me. So he called my daughter's family, and along with them he called me also, so I also joined them. So there we were trying to find out where the Kathmandu temple is, ISKCON temple is. Now nobody could give proper address where the temple is. They said there is one temple somewhere. Somebody was telling one area, somebody was telling some other area. Now, where exactly the temple was, nobody was able to do. So after 3 days our touring, the last day we were coming back to the hotel, and on the way we saw one person, devotee, carrying bead bag. They immediately, Haribol, Haribol. And then he also was very happy when we said Haribol from a tourist bus, And then we met there and we said we want to meet the temple, go to the temple, see the temple. She said immediately, okay, I'll take you now. So we were ready. We took a van and then we went there. By the time we reached that temple, I think he had already sent a message to them. Now the congregation, about 15 people of their congregation, they were waiting at the gate of the temple with maha garland, with mridanga, with kartal, And then suddenly when they saw us, you know, we had dandavats and then, you know, hugging, and then kirtan was there, they put garland to us, as if, you know, we are meeting after 1,000 years, you know, our family get together. We had a family get together with kirtan. When we went to Paris Ishwar temple, and we went to Phuket in Thailand, when our group reached the temple, immediately the congregation came there together, cooked a nice feast for us, the local feast. So this type of treatment, where you get this type of, you know, reception, where you get? Nowhere. So I can say it's only very few organizations, or I will even say that it is only our ISKCON organization. Prabhupada has established this organization. In the world, anywhere in the world you go, either there will be a temple or a center or a family who will receive you with open arms. Nowhere else you will find, no other organization will not have such a system. That's why Prabhupada said, I have built a house where, in which whole world can stay. So, what we have to do to have this type of organization, to be here in this loving atmosphere created by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, we have to do what? We have to chant the holy name and associate with devotees. How? Sincerely, seriously, we have to follow this process, sincerely, seriously, without ulterior motive. And when we meet with devotees, what we are do? Today Sri Rama Prabhu told us, Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Katayantascha Mam Nityam Tushyanticha Ramanticha. And when you do this, this particular place, right in the middle of Maya Nagari, this becomes a spiritual world. Not only here, anywhere in the world you go to an ISKCON temple, it is a spiritual world. Because there are no suffering, only loving relationship is there. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your...
Thank you Prabhu for a beautiful class and sharing so many wonderful stories. We are very grateful to you for such a wonderful class. Devotees are kindly requested to be seated for some announcements. First of all, we would like to welcome all those guests who have come for our Sunday Feast program for the very first time. So, हम उन सभी भक्तों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो आज हमारे Sunday Feast कार्यक्रम में सबसे पहली बार पधारे हैं. Our reception team, the team of devotees, will be gathered at Hanumanji's Vigraha, and they will welcome you to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir by offering you a very special Mahaprasadam of their Lordship Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. And if you have any queries regarding Krishna consciousness in general or this temple and its activities in